Lee Chow Mandelbaum comes from a nation of more than 1.3 billion people. So the concept of small is relative.
I often introduce myself as I'm from Nanning, a small city in China. And people will be like, okay, oh, tell me the population. And I say, well, we have about 6 million population.
Her hometown is about an hour's flight west of Hong Kong, near China's border with Vietnam. It's known for its lush greenery and hilly terrain. But despite its beauty, it wasn't enough for the adventurous young Li Chow.
I always wanted to explore the unknown. I want to go abroad because I'm too familiar with, you know, China, and I wanted to use my English skills and learn something.
So after earning a degree in international trade and economics, she left China, signing on with a Dutch bank that took her first to the Netherlands, then to England, and finally to Des Moines. But banking wasn't entirely for her. In a quiet conference room in a West Des Moines office building, she says she inherited entrepreneurial genes from her parents.
They ran different business from grocery store to, you know, like distributors for Coca-Cola, and they were once opening up like entertainment center for like pool table and stuff like that. I was always, you know, immersed in that environment.
She settled in central Iowa, met her future business partner and husband, Justin Mandelbaum, and launched the China Iowa Group in 2010. Framed newspaper articles about the company decorate the conference room walls. It seeks to connect Iowa businesses to trading partners in China. It's the Mandelbaum's job to escort Iowans through the radically different business culture in Asia. This includes explaining different interpretations of what a signed contract means.
You have a dinner, you drink, everybody's calling each other brothers, and then you sign, you think you have a deal. But then, after you sign, you find out your nightmare just started.
She says for the Chinese, a sealed deal is just the start of negotiations. She says it's also tricky sorting through who the decision makers are in China. All in all, she says, working with people on the opposite side of the world makes for some long days.
Because China is 13 hours ahead of us, which means I spend a lot of time at night. Sometimes I stay up till 3 or 4 a.m. so that I can work with China, so I can get the things done.
And then there are the translation problems in a country where the language can shift from province to province. She has mastered several of the dialects thanks to growing up in one province, going to school in another, and having a mother speaking a third at home. She sees her role as more than a businesswoman. She considers herself an ambassador.
I'm a firm believer. The more we talk to each other, the more we visit each other, the more we do business with each other, you know, the more that the better will be, the better friendship we'll have, and the less misunderstanding we'll have.
Li Chow Mandelbaum's efforts to improve dialogue between the U.S. Midwest and the vast nation of China will be recognized at the Passport for Prosperity Banquet September 27th. In West Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.